the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's kind of funny, these readings today are readings that you can talk about for forever. And we really should. You know, one of the first things that occurred to me was Christ being tempted in the desert by Satan. I've actually had conversations with people that sit there and say, well, you know, it's not a big deal for Christ to be tempted by Satan. He's God. What's going to happen? What's he going to do? We can't do the same thing. Wrong. You have to go back to what we've heard here before, which would be that which has not been assumed cannot be healed. Christ could not go into the desert and be tempted by Satan if he was not fully human too. It wouldn't have mattered. Do you understand that? It would not have mattered. That's just somebody going out that has abilities that we wouldn't at that point. But you must remember, above all else, Christ is fully God and fully man. That means just what the gospel says. He went out to the desert and was tempted in every way, the same as us. He is to be a pattern. He is to be the one that we follow. Another interesting thing that if you pick up on it is the devil actually quoted scripture to Christ, right? Does that surprise anyone? I mean, we repeatedly hear in the scriptures that even the devils know who Christ is and they tremble. Satan knows scripture far better than we ever will. But every time Satan used scripture in this, he twisted it to his purpose. It was a half-truth. All power has been given to me, and I give it to whoever I want. For a time. It isn't absolute power that he holds. He has no ability to give that power to anyone permanently. Yet that is what he's tempting God with. The same way, he sits there and says, I will give you all these kingdoms. Do you think it was just the kingdoms of the time that he was being tempted with? Do you think that was something that would even appeal to God? It was every kingdom ever. Every kingdom that is, will be, or has been. Nothing less could be a temptation for God. Yet again, it's twisting the scripture. He does not have the authority to give. Same thing as the pinnacle. One of the popular statements of today is, well, I should be allowed to because I can do this. Here's a perfect example. Satan takes Christ up to the pinnacle of the Temple Mount and tells him, throw yourself off because you're going to be saved by angels. What does God say? Yeah, that sounds like fun. Let's do that. No. He actually knows scripture and says, it is also written that you should not tempt the Lord your God. Yes, Christ could do it. Yes, things are very much okay for us to do. But we get so busy asking the question, if we can, we forget to ask the question, if we should. A good example of that would be the Super Bowl. Everybody watched the Super Bowl, the commercials. Have you heard about the Doritos commercial? This is hilarious. This cracked me up. There's an argument for the Super Bowl commercial that used a sonogram of a fetus. And pro-choice actually turns around and says, well, you know, how dare you humanize something that is not human? How dare you humanize a fetus, taking away the right of women's choice? The guy that wrote that commercial, his response was, I'm not taking away anybody's choice, but that is a human being. That was a picture of my son's sonogram, who is now 9 months old. If he's human now, how could he not have been human then? Again, it's a case of, we're so busy asking if we could that we have forgotten to ask if we should. Maybe that's something that we need to look at this Lent. Maybe that's part of what Lent is about. We can do a lot of things. I can choose to be what I am not. These are not the only skills that I have. Some would even barely call them my skills. But I don't do everything that is possible for me to do, because not everything that I can do is profitable. Not every action that I do is good. Not every act I perform is holy. Just because I can do something does not mean that I should. So welcome to Lent. Amen.